what they say, it will be a good day, even though we don't always have good news for you. There is some good news. I have put together, as I usually do at the beginning of each hour, sort of the top and bottom of the hour, four or five of the important stories, at least the way I sort of think about things. There are some stories that are just indisputable. Are undisputable? What's the right word, Roberta? Is it indisputable or
indisputable?
Indisputable. In terms of what people are interested in, I think. And sometimes there is reasonable commentary that goes with it, and sometimes there isn't. Roberta's here as the Queen of Cheap to give us the best things to buy today on Cyber Monday. We'll have that report for you in a few minutes here on Good Day. I thought it was interesting to look at the numbers. 1.198 billion in online purchases made on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, the first billion-dollar day, the heaviest online spending ever for one day, at least to date anyway. For the holiday season so far, $20 billion has been spent online. That's a 3% increase from last $20 billion.
Wow.
Not a lot of, so a lot of the things you're going to point people to today are from that connection, right?
Right, right. Some of the best deals that you can get online today, you know, what you should buy. And you know what? If you didn't buy it on Black Friday, well, maybe you should wait till January or February. But there are other things that absolutely go out and get them today.
Yep. All right. A lot of radio stations have changed their format. Pretty much anybody who's going to do Christmas music is into it by now. I was listening here in Los Angeles to one of the stations that I traditionally listen to anyway, and the music, I think one of the criticisms people had last year, if there were two stations in a market that were playing Christmas music, one of them was always upbeat, the other one was kind of soft and slow. Didn't you find that to be the case, Kenny, when you look at, Ken's got a great, wonderful website for Christmas music called soundofchristmas.com. You can enjoy Christmas music anytime, day or night there. Christmas music, what I just, soundsofchristmas.com just went out of my head. All right, so the other things that are going on that are of interest and importance, I'm sure, Roberta, being the New Yorker that you are, you along with a lot of other people are fascinated at the video that's coming from the crash of this Metro North train. You can see, because, again, technology is as it is, there's video of the train coming off the track as it goes around that corner and smashing into the abutment that's on, you know, to the, as the train's heading towards you to the left of it. It's really amazing. And you talk about filling people with fear. There's this thing that people have that they seem to relish. See, everybody wanted to see, okay, what did the train look like? It was actually going off the tracks. I think four or five people died in this thing, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they say four people died, over 60 injured. And the miracle is that it didn't go into the river.
Yes. Yeah. Right, yeah. And you see now all the video of those cranes picking the trains back up again, or the cars back up again, the engine back up again. But the I also saw some video of other trains going around it. So they reestablished, obviously, the service on that route. Poughkeepsie to Manhattan, Grand Central Station. And so the biggest thing in terms of that, the irresponsibility of, I said this earlier, the C crew, that not even the B team, but the C crew was out, and whether it's the New York radio and television stations, the national media getting their info, the people that they set up there. Why in the name of heaven do we care what somebody on the highway looking down? That isn't news. The news is reporting what happens and getting maybe somebody inside the train to talk about what happened when the train was going over, survivors, and maybe one or two officials that actually know something about what happened. But these stories, which could be reported well in a couple of minutes, they go on and on and on and on and on because they ad nauseum bring these people. I remember there was a guy on the road up above who pulled over and looked down as he heard the crash or the screeching of the wheels. And that's news? Why is that news? I don't get that. That's not any different than you or me sitting here looking at the video and saying, oh, listen to that or watch that. It just seems like nonsense.
Well, I think it brings it down to the listener that, okay, if I was driving by, then I would have heard or have seen this. So they're bringing it, you know, back to somebody, you know, so it could have been you. So I think,
I think that's why they do that. Your conversation here.
Yes, Rich McFadden, please bump into the middle of our conversation.
Hello, Rich McFadden. How are you this morning?
One of the things that is starting to disgust me about the news coverage, and you saw this all weekend over the Paul Walker Fast and Furious death, is that somebody pulls up on the scene and they have a cell phone rolling.
Yep.
and they catch the whole thing on the cell phone. Instead of before, people would have jumped out of their car and run over to see if they could help.
Yeah.
Now it's just, okay, I'm going to record this whole thing. I have no idea what I'm looking at,
yep.
And then I'm going to see how many posts I can get, or I'm going to try and sell it to the news. And then the news uses it.
Right.
So we've got this whole
co-conspirators
kind of stand back and watch, and, you know, nobody... I mean, I realize it was probably late for Paul Walker. That thing was just in flames, engulfed.
Yeah, nobody was going to save him.
But no, it just struck me as so wrong, just standing on the side of the road, just filming it.
Mm-hmm. By the way, to update you on that, Paul Walker, who was in a number of television programs before he got involved in the first Fast and Furious, and then I think he's been on all seven of them. They were ready to start filming today, the number seven. He's made a lot of money. He became a household name with certainly a number of people. Died Saturday night in a Porsche here in suburban Los Angeles. He and his friend had been working on some cars, apparently. They had a business that was sort of focused on fast cars, which made a lot of sense, actually. He left with his friend. His friend was driving the car, this garage, and they were not very far down the road. The thing lost control. And
he just lost
it. And he was so badly gone, they had to use his dental records to identify him.
Right.
There's nothing good in that.
It's a shame.
It is a shame. All right, so here's some good news. Let's find one piece of good news, although it didn't work out well for this guy in Minnesota who was charged with disorderly conduct. Now, why would the police rain on his parade? His name was Sergei Vorobov, 29 years old. He said he was trying to spread some holiday cheer by throwing his, quote, last $1,000 from the fourth floor of the Mall of America on Friday night as a choir was performing Let It Snow. He kept tossing the cash as he was going down the escalator. He said he's going through a divorce. He lost his car. He lost his business. And he hoped that by giving away this money, he'd regain some positive energy. He was cited by the police, but released at the scene. He was also told by the officials at the mall not to come there for a year. Stupidity. So there's good and bad in this.
But it was nice.
It was good for the mall. Yeah, of course it was good for him. If he felt that it was therapeutic, it was good for them.
On Black Friday, are you kidding? It's lucky nobody killed themselves.
Yeah, right.
Trying to get money.
Yeah, right. So, all right, let's go around the room here. Roberta, should he have been cited, ticketed, or not?
No.
All right. Richie, should he have been cited, ticketed, or not?
He should have been taken down to the middle of the mall and propped up like Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, should he have been... he was not arrested. He was just ticketed.
Yeah, I think he should have been ticketed. I think that's a dangerous thing to do when there's so many people in there shopping.
Who thinks about that? In circumstances like this, when you get sort of arrested for doing something that you didn't give any thought to, as long as nobody's hurt.
When you were trying to help.
Trying to help. I'm not sure that I agree with that. With you, Kenny. I'm not sure that I think that people who don't... He wasn't thinking about the consequences. Now, you say, well, that's why I should have been arrested. Maybe that's why you make a point of it.
If you were dropping the money off of an overpass over a highway, then I would go, okay.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Hey, moron.
Didn't give that much thought. He was thinking about his sadness of being divorced. And because apparently his wife got everything, except the last $1,000. Here it is, folks. Help yourself. It is kind of. I do. I mean, imagine feeling like that at a time like this. That's really, I think that's kind of, people will be going through a lot of this. People who are divorced, breakups, things that you've lost somebody in your family, maybe your pet, that kind of thing. Those are the thoughts that will be good, starting with Thanksgiving and just moving through till the first of the year. Kind of overwhelming, I think, for some people. Hopefully that is not your vibe and things are good with you. 16 past the hour. Roberta brings us her the Chin of Queep. I've been doing that more lately. I don't know why I have been either. A Queen of Cheap report coming up. Ways to save money on Cyber Monday here on Good Day.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with GEICO. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Mass. It was Boston.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi friends, Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Roberta and the queen of cheap deals. We have some interesting ideas to share with you. Let's get the best deals for Cyber Monday first, though, Roberta.
Best things to buy on Cyber Monday. My kind of day. Shop online. Best way. Don't deal with those crowds in the stores. And actually, the two things to buy on Cyber Monday, the two top things to buy are...
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you an editorial. That's Roberta's opinion, not ours. We are here trying to help real people who have real stores. And Roberta can do her shopping online if she wants to.
Well, let her spit them out. Let's see. I might agree with one of them.
Okay. Yeah. Appliances. Large home appliances like refrigerators, washing machines, ovens. Single best day of the year to buy these. Also, to buy tools. Any kind of tools that you want to buy and lawn and garden equipment, this is the time to buy them. I mean, I know Sears has a whole bunch of stuff going on with their product tools. You know, their home line of tools there. And many other stores like Home Depot has tremendous deals going on with tools and also with big appliances, Lowe's. This is the day to buy stuff like that. Clothing and accessories. Can you believe there's more than 50% more clothing and shoe deals on Cyber Monday than on Thanksgiving or Black Friday? So this is a time of day to go clothing and accessory shopping. Go online. You'll find deals 50% off the entire site. I know there's a couple of sites doing that. Home electronics. Well, Black Friday was the time to get to deals on your electronic games and toys and things like that. Cyber Monday is the day for electronics, the big electronics, the high-value electronics. Black Friday is good. You want to get that $200 TV? Black Friday is the day to do that. The high value, the big screen, 60-inch high definition today, TV, today's the day to do that. And also the day to buy your smartphones. What deals going on with the different smartphone providers? Unbelievable deals. You'll find all this at DougSteffen.com at the Queen of Cheap.
You get the connections to how to save the money at the Queen of Cheap box, DougSteffen.com. Also coming up, some information that we want you to share. Share with us about your experience finding really good deals and thoughts for Charlotte. That's coming up next year on Good Day 21 after the hour.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Hi, my name is Annette. And due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
That's the song that's being performed by the choir at the Mall of America on Friday when that guy, Sergei Vorobyov, threw his $1,000 from the fourth floor and then went down the escalator, kept throwing it all over the place. He was getting divorced and wasn't feeling too good about that, as you can imagine. So adding that to the life. A lot of people thought it was cool. The police didn't, but I think it's cool. Also, in the news today, at DougStephan.com, the story of a new exhibit featuring personal items belonging to Elvis Presley. Elvis, I think, has some of the best Christmas music for you. Crank it up, Richie.
Great stuff.
To make my Christmas bright, I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa, hear my plea.
Jordan Ayers,
I'm gonna bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby. Santa, bring my baby. Come on, Roberta, you can do it.
The candles are all in glow.
Right.
With my baby,
no, I can't hear Roberta.
Oh,
she's saying,
oh, no.
Much of an effort there. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has a new exhibit featuring some of the personal items belonging to Elvis. They are actually on loan from Graceland. Oh, here's another great one. Richie Crank.
Love this.
Right.
Why can't that feeling go on endlessly?
Yep, I'm with you, Elvis.
For if every day could be just like Christmas, what a wonderful world it would be.
How much new stuff can there be for Elvis? I'm thinking about this. What has not been displayed so far?
Oh, I'm sure that there's some scumbag producer
got some song
going through trash cans that were found in 1965 trying to find a version of...
Yeah, I mean,
we have Elvis had a number one hit 10 years ago with that DMX or whatever it is.
Was it that long ago? Please.
It's been more than that, probably.
Good Lord.
A little less conversation.
Yeah. 10, was that? My God. Where in the world is the time going?
They'll always figure out a way to make them do.
Yeah.
Right, look at, I mean, look right here. This was released, what, Kenny? Carrie Underwood 5 years ago, 4 years ago? Elvis with Carrie Underwood.
Oh, the duets, yeah. Yeah, four, this 5 years ago.
This makes great video, and they do the stuff from Elvis as a post edit, and then they bring in, they edit in the new stuff. Like this.
love it. There's a buck that may dig his old bones up every Christmas.
I find this to be pretty compelling, though. When you like Nat King Cole with his daughter when they did that.
Sure.
So I really well done.
That's how we're going to do this radio show after you pass on. You know that, right?
And are you counting on that pretty soon? I hope you're not counting on that too soon.
Prop you up in a chair. And,
yeah. Thank you, Rich.
Play old tapes and we'll talk along to your old tapes.
Find some of the moldy oldies.
We'll find some tapes from the 70s and just talk along with them.
Our poll from DougStephan.com this year. How is this year's Christmas shopping compared with last year's as far as you're concerned? A, I've already spent some more money than I planned to or than I did last year. I will probably spend more as B. C, I'll spend about the same. D, I'll spend less. E, I'll spend a lot less. F, I have no idea. I think this takes the fun out of it. There's so many predictions and people are out there already. Some people say, they're all done. I remember when I used to shop for Christmas, and that's been a while. And every once in a while I would get things. I think last year I was pleased with Christmas and things that I got. But oftentimes I would go out with, I went out one Christmas Eve with Ed McMahon and shopping on Christmas because he said I always used to wait till the last minute and I did too, so we went out together. What a fiasco that was. 28 past the hour. This is a good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many pet guardians would like to introduce a second pet into their home. They're just not aware of how to do it properly. The first and most important thing you need to do is always make sure that pet number one and pet number two have been to the veterinarian or up to date on their vaccinations. If at all possible, try to familiarize pet number one with the smell of pet number two and vice versa by using a stuffed animal and bringing the scent around. Also, if you're particularly concerned about your pet's reaction, make sure you introduce them on neutral territory. This way there's no possessiveness. And very often there's battles over food when you bring a new pet into the household. My recommendation is definitely to feed each dog out of two dishes. This way you'll find that they'll be less possessive over their dishes as well. And make sure you spend plenty of time introducing them to people. Lots of times friends come over and they want to bypass the older pet for that new puppy or that new kitten. Make them stop. Make them play with the older pet first. This way when they leave, everyone in the entire family can sit down and get along with each other. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Is 33 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program as we slide into your life once again with the stories, top stories of the day. There's no white noise here. It's all about what has happened and is happening. The death of Paul Walker, people are talking about that. The fellow from Fast and Furious, people are talking about the man in Minnesota who threw the $1,000 at the mall. A story about the man from Toronto arrested for passing secrets to China. People are talking about the situation with a train wreck in New York. There also is a lot of conversation, believe it or not, beginning to brew behind the scenes on whether or not there's going to be a government shutdown after the first of the year. And so behind the scenes, a couple of senators have formed a working group to try to stave off. There's one Republican, one Democrat, and an equal number. There's 16 people on the committee trying to make sure that we don't have the same problems in January as we had in October, when actually the tone was set for a while in the economy because people are so dependent on government money and funds now when they're not available in a circumstance like that. The economy was really going to be affected. The quarter that will end at the end of December will show that even though we have more business kind of brewing now, the stores didn't do well in October. A lot of retail businesses and businesses in general didn't do well. So that's something that they're trying to deal with, and that's what their job is. And hopefully they're going to do it well this time. Meanwhile, one of the craziest finishes to a football game, it had Facebook and Twitter blowing up on Saturday night. These two teams, the fans of the two teams, I guess fans of college football in general. I was at Jennifer's house, Rich, you get a kick out of this. I was
Did you see it actually?
Did you actually watch it? I was watching with Fred Dreyer and William Shatner. They're both sitting there, and we're watching this. Now, I'm not a football fan, and
so you have no clue what's going on.
I don't have a clue about what's going on. It was Dreyer
jumping and screaming.
Yeah, well, Dreyer gave me a clue as to what was going on. He told me that he used to do football commentary. For those who don't remember, Fred Dreyer was the star of Hunter for 7 years, and he's now
played with the Rams.
He played with the Patriots for about 5 minutes. Didn't like the cold weather, and so anyway, I think he started out playing in, I want to say Dallas, but I don't remember. He was telling me a story. I don't remember. What I remember is what he was saying. He predicted. He used to do play-by-play analysis after he got off Rams. And so he was looking at this stuff going on, and he and Shatner were talking about this missed field goal, and there was no time on the clock to win the game for Auburn. If you want to replay it, I'm sure there's all over television.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is Alabama went to kick a field goal, missed it, and one of the Auburn players caught and returned it 109 yards
down,
for a touchdown.
Down the other way, yeah, right.
To win the game.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So I'm sure you've heard about it. That's the bottom line of what happened.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. There it is. Thank you, Rishi, for doing it. Speaking of that, the business about what we have as an asset, we have the Queen of Cheap, Roberta Fasanelli, and these reams of things that you can buy, or we're trying to help you direct yourself in a certain area. We have a lot of different tips that are ongoing there. We'd kind of like to turn that around. And so if you go to facebook.com/Good Day Show, it would be great if you would share with us your experiences, the best deals that you found. We want to have you post them. Tell us what your best deal has been so far so we can share this with a lot of our listeners.
Let's all work together getting bargains for the holidays.
Right. And what the heck is wrong with that?
So if you find something that's an absolute bargain or a great Christmas buying tip, share it with us on the Facebook page, and we'll all save a little money this season.
Right. And so you'll check with us every day or every other day, whatever it is. I mean, there are a lot of people who are giving us tips now, helping out with the Exogen the health tips. We've got those posted.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd also like you to, for those of you who are close to me and close to this program, you know and have for years and years, Charlotte, my English bulldog, she was 13 in July, so she's like 13 and a half. And she's going in today for an operation. I actually brought her to Los Angeles to have the operation because the vet that I have here, I trust so much more than anybody else to do this sort of a thing. So we've posted a picture. We haven't. I have not. Kenny has posted a picture of Charlotte and a request for you to hold a good thought for her. She'll, in a couple of hours, go in. Isn't it what they say? The drama is going under the knife.
Yeah.
Well, the drama is for a dog that's an English bulldog that has a shorter than average nose anyway. There's a certain amount of danger, a certain amount of worry.
We just had to do it to our pugs who are in the same situation.
Yeah. Well, but your pugs are puppies.
Yes.
Very cute. They're always posted. Richie's Facebook page has lots of pictures of his children with the pugs.
So tell us more about this procedure. I mean, it's just all dogs, when they get older, end up getting these gelatinous cysts around them.
Yep.
And usually they're
That's not what this is, though.
Okay.
The gelatinous cysts are like fat under the skin.
Yes.
And Charlotte has a few of those, one on her neck, one under her neck, a couple. I think those are the only
two. My dog
that
Patch had one when he was 12 before he passed
away. And sometimes they're caused by being a needle that gets kind of put in the wrong way. Sometimes with Charlotte, one of them came because the fat developed around where a tick had been, and it's basically a protective measure, and usually doesn't amount to anything. She had one of them removed a long time ago from her butt by the same doctor. And he gave her a tail tuck. Remember, that was probably 5 or 6 years ago. Maybe seven.
You're in Hollywood,
seven.
Why not?
Exactly, right. Yeah. He's the vet to the stars.
Right.
And so she had a tail tuck, and she doesn't have the same
droopy tail. It just comes with the procedure.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, today she has the stuff that was analyzed, because this thing started to grow, and it grew fairly fast. So I had it biopsied, and there were things in there that were questionable. And he said not to wait until Christmas, because you don't really know. You get in, you get to the root of it, and then you take it out, and she would be fine. But I think because with dogs, no matter what the length of their nose is, as they get older, putting them under causes concern. But and that's why I trust him, because I know he said to me, if you have somebody else do it, make sure they do this, 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 and this. And I said, nope, I'm bringing her out there. You can do
it. Is this your biggest concern, is putting her under? It's not the actual procedure?
No, the procedure I'm not worried about at all.
Okay.
It's putting her under and bringing her back, and how they bring her back out, which is important.
She'll be fine.
A dog. Yeah.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
But any thoughts that you can send this way? You're welcome to post those to facebook.com/Good Day Show. And then there's the usual, what's going on with Obamacare? Kenny, I suppose we ought to have an update there. It's almost obligatory, the usual things. We've had people following the Obamacare situation. For those of you who have gone away, thank God, for the weekend, the agreement was on the 1st of December, the new website was supposed to, or the website, it was supposed to be fixed. Well, I think the information that I got anyway is that 90% of it sort of works. Take 50,000 users a day, 800,000 over the course of a week, but it's still not what it's supposed to be, but it is better. And they've spent almost $1 billion of your tax money on this website.
Well-run business there.
$1 billion. And you said, Richie, you went around on Friday. Roberto, you may remember this. We had three guys, the story of three guys who were 20 years old that built a comparable website in a day.
Right.
And then actually explained how it would work. And it did work. People were going there all the time. So, anyway.
So the concern now is how safe it is.
How safe it might be because of hacking.
Right.
Or as far as ID theft?
Right, you're at ID theft. And so Republicans are saying that it's extremely vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And Chris Van Hollen yesterday on the Sunday morning show say that they're just trying to attack the whole Obamacare law.
You know what I'm really concerned about, and this really kind of does bother me, frankly. The Republicans have not sent us any place that's better. The attacks and the criticism, understandable and appropriate, because the website wasn't what it was supposed to be. But you know what? You could make yourself look a lot better if you come up. Supposedly Paul Ryan has four or five different things that are going to be introduced that will help modify and or fix this stuff. But to continue to gloat about the problem, especially when this is where I come in. $1 billion of your tax money has been spent for this thing. And So for them to be happy about it, or for them to think that they're going to make political hay, they may very well do that. But think about it more in the bottom line sense. That is the money that's been wasted. And you know, what could we have done with it? What would be better than having spent this $1 billion on this thing? And then come up with something that sort of addresses the fix. Don't keep throwing barbs against it, because we know we've heard them all 100,000 times. So they obviously can't fix or do something better. So if you guys are smart, not only do you criticize, that's one step, fine, but then come up with another plan that will work, and you can get through Congress and the Senate so that there isn't this continuing. The people who are paying here, who are getting it in the neck, are you and me. And their job is to fix that, not to be yammering about how bad the Democrats are or how the Republicans, this, that. That doesn't fix anything. Fixes nothing. All right, so that would be the thought that I would hold. Here's another thought I want you to hold. If you haven't ordered Provia yet, Provia, perhaps this, between now and Christmas, is your best chance, because the Provia Christmas and holiday sale is on right now. Provia, as you may have heard, contains an all-natural ingredient that's clinically shown, clinically proven, clinically established to strengthen your hair follicles. Cleanses out all of the pores, hair follicles come out. This stuff will enhance them, make your hair fuller, more vibrant. This is better than anything you've ever tried. And the best thing about it is it's all natural. And with this comes when the hair starts growing and you want it to be thicker and fill in the spots even better, this stuff does it. It's amazing. I don't even know what's in it, but I know it's an all-natural item. And it's good for both men and women. I know that as well. And I know that it'll work, or you get your money back. So give yourself and a friend that may be follically challenged. How do you like that? Politically correct, huh? Not bald, you old buzzard, but politically correct, follically or follicularly challenged. How do you like that? That may even be, that's better.
Sounds like I have to hit the delete button.
Yeah. Follicula. Anyway, the fuller, beautiful, more vibrant hair is yours by calling 800-525-8319. Might be the very best gift you give to yourself this holiday season, but give it to somebody else that you know, somebody in your family, a friend who would like to have this. You would be helping them. I was thinking of it for, I actually talked to Howard, one of our friends, Richie and I, and one of the guys that's in the business, Howard Price, was at this party on Saturday night. And he's got a challenge. So this would be good for him. Maybe I'll send this to him. for Christmas.
He would love that.
Oh, he would.
He would absolutely love that.
Probably cut my payment in half.
And laugh all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So, want to order Provia? You've heard us talk about the value of it. Call 800-525-8319. This is wonderful. Faster, more noticeable results with Provia and Provia Super Concentrate. And if you mention Doug Steffen, you'll get free express shipping. By far, it's the best deal of the year for your hair. 800-525-8319. You're asking, what's the name of the product again? It's called Provia. 800-525-8319.
I'm a good gift giver. No, a fantastic gift giver. What do I get in return? An unnecessary cheek pinch. I deserve more. So this year, I'm giving Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards. For every $25 I spend, I can get a blazing bonus worth up to $100. So the next time I hear, oh, that's so sweet, it better be referring to honey barbecue sauce.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Valid in restaurant. Participating U.S. locations only. Void in Florida, New York, Rhode Island, where prohibited by law. Ends limited to 9 p.m. Eastern Time on December 31st, 2013. See official rules at buffalowildwings.com for restrictions and details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you, as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. Find new roads. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
All right, let's get some of the television news. Jennifer under the weather, feeling the foibles of fall.
On the Monday after Thanksgiving. You say had a little bit.
Well, she was here earlier. No, she was here earlier. And it wasn't that. It was her allergies that seemed to come about at this time of year.
Yeah.
All right, meanwhile, the OC's Adam Brody is going to guest star in an upcoming episode of New Girl on Fox. He'll play Berkeley, one of Jess's ex-boyfriends. You watch that show. That would be a show that Jennifer would watch.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. John Corbett is returning to Parenthood later this season, reprising his role of Sarah's ex-husband, Seth.
My wife loves John Corbett.
Gotcha. Okay, a lot of Facebook action on Walking Dead. Roberta's a big fan of that. So
woo-hoo.
What happened in that? That was the last episode of the season, right?
Well, no, mid-season finale.
Mid-season.
They're coming back to the beginning of
February. What is mid-season?
February.
What does that mean, mid-season?
Well, what they do
finale.
Is instead of, like, running 12 or 13 or 14 episodes, you know, one right after the other, they kind of split them half and half. So they'll run 7 or 8, and then they'll run the rest of them in the spring. So they take a hiatus during the holiday season.
What a stupid idea.
Actually, I mean, it's not a bad idea, really, because I figured not as many people are watching television, I guess, so...
All right, so then what happened?
They take a hiatus.
What was the... what's the action?
I hate to do spoilers if you haven't seen it, but oh my gosh, the governor gets it, Herschel gets it, and we don't know about the little baby Judith.
When you say
question.
Gets it, does that mean they die?
They're done. They're gone.
So what's the?
They just kill off everybody on that show, don't they?
Oh yeah,
24. You never were sure who was going to live and who was going to die.
It was the baby that everybody's wondering about because you don't know whether or not they found her little baby carrier, the car seat carrier, and it was just all bloody. So the kind of the perception. Well, maybe the zombies did get her, but Then again, maybe somebody rescued her.
And I'll tell you what.
We don't have a body.
The season finale of The Blacklist is on tonight.
Mm-hmm. What, already? That's over?
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you.
Why is that over? Just getting started.
The best TV character I've found for me since Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
Really? I mean,
David Spader is very
good. David Spader is amazing.
51 after the hour on Good Day.
E-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
It's a 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Dr. Ken and Thanksgiving didn't mix well, so have his update here. We do have, however, a very interesting story that's posted at DougSteffens.com about the new drones that Amazon is using and how they affect, in fact, affect you and me. These robots could deliver orders in the next 4 or 5 years. So those of you who are concerned about drones being used by the government, maybe this will give you something else to think about. If you didn't see the piece on 60 Minutes last night, we'll go over it in a moment on Good Day.
Let me tell you something. It's going to be more than that. The FCC or the FAA will be involved, so we'll jump into that too. But it's right. A whole line of issues.
The new world order here on Good Day.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators' Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood pre-finished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Don't miss it. Sale ends Tuesday. Hurry to LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
All right, so here's the story, at least as I understand it. And this was, maybe Kenny, you can jump in here because you saw the report. We actually posted this at DougStephan.com today. Amazon customers in the next 4, 5, 6 years, according to the CEO of Amazon, Jeff Bezos. Isn't that how you pronounce his name?
Mm-hmm.
Jeff
mm-hmm.
Bezos. Anyway, they used 60 Minutes. This is a very interesting combo. They used 60 Minutes to unveil this delivery scheme. This year they made a deal with the Postal Service to get stuff delivered on Sunday, right? But because they are so important to the retail world, business now in general, they have partnerships with all kinds of people. But if they do this, they don't need FedEx, they don't need UPS. You could be, Richie's birthday is tomorrow. Let's say I forgot Richie's birthday and I needed to get him a present fast. This would be the way to do it, right?
Yep.
Just drop it down to your chimney.
They have these warehouse centers all over the place.
Yeah, the drone instead of Santa Claus. How about we dress up a drone as Santa Claus and get him to hover over the chimneys and drop the gifts down the chimney?
Here's the prediction.
I mean, this is, by the way, this is not far-fetched.
No, it's
what,
not
2000,
at all.
What year did
2015.
15, right.
But here's the hang-up, the FAA. I have a buddy who's trying to create some situations for a government contracting company that he works for where he can use these drones to drop off whatever the military might need. And the FAA has pretty much shut down all of the drone companies for now, saying, listen, nobody's allowed to make a nickel using drones right now until we figure out what the rules are going to be going forward. So it's pretty much on lockdown. So that's the first thing they have to figure out, because otherwise there's going to be a million drones in the air that they have to fire away. The other thing is there's a YouTube video where a Domino's franchise is now flirting with delivering pizzas using a drone. And they have the video on YouTube, and it's hysterical, flying pizza.
Look out, 727 at 80,000 feet. All right, so anyway, Charlie Rose led the segment on 60 Minutes with the interview of Jeff Bezos, it's like 5 pounds, apparently. That's what you'd be able to, a package of 5 pounds, and it can go in a 10-mile radius from one of their fulfillment centers. Do they have as many fulfillment centers as there are FedEx? Almost every community has a FedEx office now. So does Amazon have that many? Or are they just, they're going to do it, though, in the next couple of years. Is that it?
I would think in the major markets that they do, but they would have to get in the smaller markets.
One of the things that was interesting here is Bezos emphasizing how green they would be, not burn fuel like delivery trucks do.
True.
And I suppose that's something to keep in mind as well. All right, well, it's a new world order. Things are changing every day, and I'm happy to be able to witness it. I don't know about using it, but witnessing it anyway. Doug's good day at 59 past the hour.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.